I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Well into August now, that first game is coming very quickly indeed, and the players are going to be arriving very soon. I'm just about to speak to one now, another one of the new signings, and it's Matt Becker. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, how's the packing coming along as you get ready to move to the UK?
It's coming along pretty well. I've been coming over to the Europe for, I think this will be my fourth year now, so I kind of have a pretty good idea of what I need over there, so it's not too bad anymore.
So is this the exciting part of the year, the anticipation of a new place and a new adventure?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm really excited, and kind of gets boring during the summertime just working out and skating on your own and stuff, so it's an exciting time for hockey and also for to explore Glasgow and other parts of that area. And everyone that I've known that's played there has loved it, so I'm really looking forward to it.
So what made Brayhead Clan the right move for you, Matt?
Talking with Coach Finnerty and other guys that I've known probably five guys now that have played in Brayhead or are still there now, and no one had a bad thing to say about the organization or the area. Everyone loves Glasgow, obviously, and that made it very comfortable for me to decide that it was a good move for me.
So who was the five guys? Who gave the good feedback?
One of the guys that's there now still is Scott Pitt.
Hmm.
I played with him and actually lived with him 1 year in Florida. I also played with Lee Salters and lived with him in Florida for a little while there. Trevor Hendricks, he'd never played there, but he's been around the league, and I'm sure you guys all know him. He said it's a great place. I played with Derek Roll or Rail. I still don't know how to say his last name properly, but I was with him in Italy for a little while last year, and he loved it. Who's the last one? I can't remember the last one off the top of my head right now, but all those guys have really enjoyed their time, so made it very comfortable for me.
Good, and you'll be reunited with Trevor. He's part of the Clan team for next year.
Yeah, I was talking to him probably about a week ago now, or maybe a little bit more, right after my signing was announced, and he was saying he was going there too. So we were chatting a little bit, and it'll be fun to be reunited with him.
Now, you said you spoke with the coach, Ryan Finnerty, but how much does the ambition of the club shine through when you came to weighing up your options?
A lot. You always want to go to a winning team and, a place that the organization's really committed to winning versus just, happy with making the playoffs or, having an okay season and finishing in the middle of the pack. Whereas everything I've heard about Brayhead and, things that people have told me is, they want to win and, it's been a good team there for the last few years, just haven't quite been able to finish it off in the playoffs. So, I think everyone's on the same page and really wants to try and take that next step.
So let's find out a little bit about you now, Matt. What do you bring to the team? What are your key strengths, you would say?
I would say I'm a pretty offensive player. More of a passer than a goal scorer, I would say, really based over my last couple of years. I like to think I have a pretty strong two-way game and can play defensively and all that stuff too, but and more for offense and you know, like power play and things like that, I think I can help out.
Now, assuming you had a few offers made to you from other clubs, perhaps throughout Europe, we don't know. How easy or difficult was the decision to come to Brayhead?
I mean, I'm not the best at making decisions. So it took me a little bit longer just to kind of think about everything and, you know, make sure that I was really comfortable with the move. Because once I make that decision, I want to make sure I'm going to be happy and not have any second thoughts. So once I took my little bit of time and thought about it, then it was an easy decision after weighing all the pros and cons of the other places as well.
So what sort of challenge do you think the Elite League can give you?
I think it would be a great challenge. It'll be a little bit more like playing back home in North America, from what I've heard, than in some of the other European leagues that I've been in. But everyone that I've talked to has said the league's getting stronger and stronger every year. And, you know, there's no easy nights. It's every time you go in for a game, it's going to be a battle. And you kind of have to be ready to go every night, which is fun and a little bit different than some of the other places I've been.
So since the news broke that you were coming to Brayhead, you mentioned you spoke to Trevor Hendricks, for example. Have you heard from any of your other new teammates since the news broke? Have they been in contact through social media or anything like that, just to say hi?
Yeah, well, I've talked to Scott Pitt a lot too. Actually, he's kind of been helping me out on any questions that I've had for him and stuff like that. And I actually know another new signing is Kyle Wharton. I've been friends with him for a little while now through a mutual friend of ours, and we've been chatting a bit and stuff, so it's been good. Guys have been really helpful, and you know, just anything that they can do to make the transition easier, I'm sure that they'll do.